You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
New day, new you. Wake your ass up.
Only
strong, strong, strong
Monday.
Fucking gratitude.
Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. You hear that a lot, our amazing podcast listeners out there. You hear mayday, mayday in those old, old movies. There's always some kind of emergency going on. But I'm using it today as a way in to this amazing podcast today. So I need your attention. I need your damn attention. You know, I want to talk to you about one of the most beautiful occurrences in nature, and that's childbirth. And the process of getting to the point of childbirth ain't bad either. Shit, if you think laying in a goddamn bed, prepare yourself to create the opportunity to create childbirth, that shit ain't shabby either. Some of you might sprinkle roses and shit on the pathway from the front door through your fucking house or your apartment. I don't know, the studio and shit. That's a short little run. Sometimes the bed is in the same fucking room. That's a studio apartment. But the point is, you sprinkle roses up to that bed because now you are in the process of the process leading to childbirth. It's a long way off. Damn near 9 months.
Do you think the roses have anything to do with deflowering? Because you're kind of taking a rose apart to do that, and then you're going to deflower.
Hey, right? Whatever floats your fucking boat. That's what I say, Miles. And Paul, what about floats your goddamn boat? But people know when they see them damn roses what to expect.
When my wife sees the roses on the bed, she yells mayday. That's all I'm going to say.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do, Paul. You goddamn right.
Yeah.
Good quick callback.
She's like, get me out of here. See? Huh? See how I did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see how you did that.
Well, I agree with you on the mayday thing, because I'm always like, every day is like prepared for the worst, I say. Because then if it happens, then you're ready for it. And if it doesn't, hey, it's a nice, happy surprise.
Are we talking about sex or life in general?
Isn't sex always a surprise?
Yeah.
Yes, just general day, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And if sex occurs during that day, then all the more for it.
Mayday. Yeah.
Damn right, mayday. See? Sometimes I'm going in the right direction, Miles.
I guess.
Now, if you're listening to this podcast today, chances are you are experienced, you know, in this childbirth thing at some point in your life. Either you are the person creating child or you are the child who was created.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a parent, you experienced it several times, you know. If someone had tied me up and had one of those bolt shooters to my head. You know those bolt shooters, like the one in No Country for Old Men?
That they kill cattle with?
Oh, a great movie, though. Fucking great movie. And a fabulous fucking weapon to walk around with. Shit.
Is it? It's a scary weapon, but is it a practical weapon? I don't think that's very practical.
The only thing that rivals it is a slingshot. And you hold a slingshot to the sun now. A slingshot is more manual, but you hold a slingshot and you pull that rubber band back. Nobody wants to feel that shit, Miles. Are you kidding me?
I guess.
One of the most underrated fucking weapons of all time is that goddamn slingshot, Miles. Are you kidding me?
They're both hard to conceal, that I know, so you don't need a concealed license for
that. And when people see that fucking letter Y sticking out your back pocket, they know it's a fucking slingshot. Shot, Miles. That's the letter Y.
Nobody messed with Dennis the Menace, okay? And that's why, because he had that slingshot in his back pocket.
That's true.
That little bastard was a terror. You see that TV show, Dennis the Menace? That little bastard was a terrorist. a terror. He's a fucking terror.
What was the neighbor's name? The neighbor that he tormented.
Oh God. Oh, oh man. I used to know this.
Mr. Wilson was the fucking
Mr. Wilson.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
That little motherfucker was a terror. You hear me? That little bastard was a terror. And Dennis the Menace is not a bad rap name either. Now, if you want a fucking funky ass rap name, that's a fucking rap name, people out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Dennis the Menace to society. And we got the two together, right?
That's the debut album. That's the fucking debut album right there.
You do some writing, don't you? I can tell.
I'm a wordsmith. Exactly.
You dabble. Yes.
But check this out. Now, if someone wants to hold that fucking weapon to your head and they ask you, you know, if you can describe and sum up childbirth in one word, the word I would use is miraculous or overwhelming, wondrous, and fucking stressful. God, woo! You gotta throw stressful in there, you know? If you're gonna describe it, I don't know what your word would be, but I find the process to be some of these words right here, depending on what you're going through in your life and where you are at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to me, very stressful. I do not have kids. I have to admit this. But I was born, so I have experienced childbirth.
Fuck yeah. But some of us have an inner child. See, I had to go deep. I had to go deep. Or people out there listening to our amazing podcast show, I hate to go deep on you. But even if you don't have children, your fucking inner child is in you living a life.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's complicated. And sometimes an inner child is trying to get the fuck out. It wishes to be born. It wishes to be born. But you got to keep it in you. Keep it inside you. And you navigate your inner child from inside your adult fucking body. You see what I'm saying, Miles? Sometimes, you know, we go places with our amazing fans because we want to get them on the right track.
You can tell we want to get them on the right track. I think it's pretty clear.
The public service, exactly. Yeah,
don't negate your spontaneity, your inner character, your cadence, all the great things that make you fucking you. Okay, don't get caught up in all these stresses of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You have been born and you are continually to be born by using your inner child as your motivation to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. And don't let yourself get old. I know somebody like young people who turn old. Like I heard some guy, he had to be in his like late 20s, early 30s. He was like complaining about some, you know, modern music. I was like, dude, you really, wow, that's what my father used to do when he used to complain about old music. I think the minute you start to go, oh, the kids don't, it was better when we were, then just, you know, just go to a retirement home and give
but
up.
Isn't that our job though? If we like the music, then the kids wouldn't like it. It's our job to do
that.
Well,
that's true. We have to pretend that we don't like it. Okay. Well, I'm all for that.
Didn't Kevin Bacon teach you anything in Footloose? You have to rage against something.
You have to. So I say this also. You know, you try to describe childbirth to people. You're an astronaut in space, in a space capsule.
I love that you're the one explaining childbirth to people.
Fuck yeah. Somebody got to do this shit.
Someone's got it, yes.
Somebody got to do this shit.
I think we've learned it's important that men do that.
You know, this the timing right. of this podcast is absolutely perfect. You know, if you don't understand it, you can't sympathize with what's going on in the fucking world right now. Not to get political, but you cannot until you understand the fucking magnitude of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Amen to that. Amen
Preach.
To that.
Don't get me started, Miles. Miles, don't get me fucking started.
It's a very bad time right now, so I'm glad you're addressing this, my friend.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, it is.
You got a platform.
You got justice. This is the most beautiful thing about being a human being there fucking is.
Mm-hmm.
See? You know what? It's like you're an astronaut in space, a space capsule all by yourself, right? You're strapped in and hooked up to your mother's life support system. And all of a sudden, warning lights start flashing as you begin your descent to Earth. Oh, man. Now, depending on the birthing method, you could be coming in for a ground landing in a doctor's hands, or a fucking water landing, which a lot of people do. They have their babies in a bathtub and shit, some kind of jacuzzi and shit like that. All these little bastards coming to the world in luxury, in a fucking jacuzzi, like they're on a goddamn vacation and shit, in fucking Montego Bay, some fucking where. also an amazing spa in Beverly Hills.
Filled with Evian water, right?
Evian fucking water. You got to look. No, it had the alkaline water. Oh, alkaline water. Coming to
that's
the world.
Nice.
Fucking smart ass water.
Smart water.
You know, it helps a child. But believe me, it works. It fucking works. Better than some dumbass tap water. I tell you that fucking much. Who the fuck gonna be born and splashing some stupid ass tap water?
JB, you should put out smart ass water. I would buy that and drink that all the time.
I would too.
I love that. I love that idea, man. Smart ass water.
I'm afraid of the flavors, though.
You know, I like to make. I like to make some water called talk shit water.
Yeah,
it allows you to talk that shit.
There you go.
What I'm saying? Now that's some fucking water. Take a sip of that shit.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You defend yourself. Talk shit water. I love it.
Shit water is a marketer's dream.
Of course it is, man. Talk shit water would be perfect, Miles. Are you kidding me, Miles? People love that kind of stuff. And once you believe it works, it's going to work for you.
Right.
See, it's not scientifically proven that shit works, but once people read talk shit water, they're going to grab a bottle of that and chug-a-lug that shit, Miles. No sips, no swigs, just straight chug-a-lugging it.
Delicious placebo flavored.
I love it. Hey, people would love that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, those water landings can be intense, Miles. Oh my God, man. You know, after months of being isolated, you go from dark to light as you splash down into that amazing fucking pool. Oh.
Do you remember that? Remember watching the astronauts splash down? It was an exciting thing. Mm-hmm. The capsule would splash. This is kind of like that.
That's what it is. That's what the fuck it is, Miles. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, Miles. If you want to experience it, you should be allowed to experience it. If you don't want to experience it, you have the right not to experience it, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings. We evolve constantly. Hey, just this short 15 minutes of us right now, we have evolved as people, as fucking podcasters, Miles, as amazing writers and directors, Miles. And you know what? We have already expanded our palette of who the fuck we are, Miles. We are constantly painting a fucking picture, Miles, on our canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And our inner child is being entertained.
Right.
If you don't have children, Paul, you know, going back to you.
Well, I my movies are my children. So those
fucking,
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all doing, they've done well, your kids. Good kids.
I am very proud of my kids.
And Paul, you have claimed those children on your fucking taxes already.
They are the best write-outs I ever had. Exactly.
See how shit works, Miles? It makes sense. Once you make sense of it, Miles, in a realistic place, people understand where you're coming from by where the fuck you going. See?
Well, I would like to say that where we're going should be the start of the show, since none of this was even the show. What do you say we? Yeah. This, you would think it was. It was
amazing
a lot.
Bonus material, my God! Before the actual show, it's like getting dessert before your meal.
We've been on the tarmac long enough. I think it's time. it's time we take off.
Trying to help, man. We're just trying to help, Miles. We're just trying to fucking help these people out here, Miles.
I know, but the bathrooms tend to fill up when the plane sits on the tarmac too long.
Don't blame us, Miles. Blame Paul's inner child.
Well,
he creates a lot of turbulence, my inner child. So look out.
I don't know. I got to blame the pilot on this one. Anyway, hi, Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate? Sound wisdom from J.B. Smoove. In each episode, we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. And normally, you're stuck listening to the two of our voices, but today we have a treat for you. Joining us is what's known in the business as a quadruple threat.
Ooh.
Yes, he's an actor, writer, producer, director. I don't even know if that's quadruple. Is more known for a murderous row of comedies such as Freaks and Geeks, Arrested Development. These are all his children. Know them well. 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Nurse Jackie, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And adding to the quad of his Drupal, he's even wrote the music for It's the Gary Shandling Show. You wrote music on that show.
I wrote a song for that show, yes.
That counts. That's an amazing.
It does count.
Where'd that come from? Please welcome a person at least partially responsible for the world knowing Seth Rogen, Jason Segel, and JB's buddy Martin Starr, the always stylish Mr. Paul Feig.
Oh, woo! Thank you. My goodness. Woo! Miles, JB. It's an honor. It's an absolute honor. You didn't even name my movies, though. I love that. It's fantastic.
You got too many kids. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
I need film control. Exactly.
Film control. I love it.
Refer to IMDb for the full list.
There you go. No, thank you. It's so great to be here. My goodness. And JB, you know, you're one of my heroes. Miles, you're my new best friend. It's fantastic to be here.
I'll be over tomorrow.
Please do. I'm in London right now, so buy yourself a plane ticket.
I'm on my way.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Paul, just to prep you, in a bit, we'll be deconstructing a proverb. But before we get to that, while doing this podcast, we've noticed, while some of our listeners seem to glean a lot of enlightenment from JB's unique take on complex quotes and proverbs, there also seems to be a need for JB to offer out his very specific brand of advice. You've heard some of it on some personal day-to-day issues of our wonderful listeners. So, Paul, please help us as we now present some of our listeners' questions in a segment called Ask JB.
Mm-hmm.
So this one comes from CJ Cantu22. I want to get good grades, but I struggle in math and science. My parents pressure me. Any advice? That's a tough time. Tough time.
Well, I'm going to start from the beginning. Let me jump into your screen name. You got the word can't in there. When I see the word can't, I know that it's some things that you ain't shit in. You feel me? There's some things you just can't fucking do. No matter how hard you fucking try, you can't fucking do it because you already got the word can't in your damn, you know, I'm going to negate that. I'm not even going to talk about that no more because you've been living with that screen name forever.
Well, the jury, please disregard.
Well, but if I just piggyback onto that, my mother used to have a saying and she used to say, can't means won't. So there you go.
There you fucking go.
Get rid of that.
We already solved you, but I'm going to go even deeper in what the fuck you just did to yourself, this long-standing screen name that you've been living with in your existence. Now, I'm going to assume that since you didn't mention any other subjects that you must be doing well in your other classes, you know, you need to focus on diverting your parents' attention to those other damn classes.
Focus on the positive.
Yeah, focus on the positive. Shit that you are doing well. Like showing up on time and shit like that. You know, not being fucking tardy. You know what I mean? When you add tardiness and there's other issues going on with your ass that you can't get to school on time and your focus is fucked up. Or you're eating a good breakfast in the fucking morning. You need, Paul, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
You should have a good breakfast.
Totally. Yeah, amen to that.
Hydrate your mind. Drink a glass of fucking water. And if... Here's what a fucking a kid's day up, Miles. Everybody must, I hate to get graphic, but everybody must take the morning shit. If you don't, it fucks your day up because all you're thinking is your brain is consumed with, I gotta shit. And now you can't concentrate on your fucking math or your goddamn science.
Okay.
You fucked up. You get up a little earlier. Get up a little earlier. You know what I mean? Even if you
should try some of that talking shit water.
See,
I can call back too.
You look at
you, call back, Miles.
Look at me.
But you know what I'm saying? Because the mind is a very delicate thing. The mind gets consumed with things that you haven't done yet.
Right.
Now all you're thinking about is, I can't wait to get the fuck home and sit on my own toilet. That's all you are thinking about. You're rushing through tests. You're rushing through shit now. You fucking up your science and your math. Internally, you fucking it up because you have not relieved yourself of the burden of the morning ritual. You did this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's already dangerous enough if you do it in the morning and you have what I call a broken arrow, you know, and so then, you know, only half is out. You got to get it all out. Whatever you got to do.
Take a shot of scotch, bite down on a knife. Get it out.
Don't be a prisoner of your own shit.
No.
See?
That's beautifully stated. I will say though, you have Paul here who has done his subject matter of dealing with the angst of that high school life. Like I put you as kind of an expert, you know. I defer to you a little bit. You're a kid. You're struggling. Your parents are on you. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think JB's right. You got to kind of steer them towards the positive. Let me just say, if this inspires our friend who sent in the message, the two subjects I was the worst at in high school were science and math, and things have gone okay. So, you know, you're probably left-brained, you know, because that's the more creative side. So
there you go.
Just find something creative that you want to do. But yeah, I mean... You know, try your best and then tell your parents, look, I tried, I'm working hard at it, but look at this over here that I did. And if they don't understand that, then
that's right.
You know,
that's right. Ma, I'm going to be a successful director, writer, producer, Ma. So shut up.
Exactly. Shut up. Tell them that. They'll buy.
Get off my back.
Yeah, get my
phone. My father never bought it either, but you know, we got through
it. But that's what it is, Miles. That's what it is, guys. And people out there in podcast world, and can't you, you know, can't. This is what it is, man. You have to allow your parents to focus on your achievements. And not things that you are stumbling over right now. You know,
yes.
You know, this is what's going to do it. You know, sometimes you sell the things that you are doing well at. You know, you mask it. And it's going to be just fine. You know? And that way your parents won't be complaining about shit. They see you're trying, you're achieving in different areas. And like Paul said, there's a part of you that may be leaning towards the creative side of your brain. You know, the brain has a creative side. It has a more complex side that's very good at math and science and figuring and fact finding and figuring things out. You know, equations and shit like that. Pi r squares and shit like that. What's those formulas, Miles, that we lived with? Pi r squares and shit like that.
The 3.27, is that pi or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that a Bible verse?
Three.
I don't know.
John 3.27, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that guy's got to change his name from can't you to can do.
So in the middle of telling your parents how you don't need math and science, also tell them that you're changing your name.
Change your name.
They'll love you.
See, that's another thing that would prove to them
defiance.
That you are on the way to achieving amazing things.
Tell them how good your music is, too.
Yeah, there you go.
And now to our quote. Today's quote comes from the calendar. Keep calm and carry on. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. And that's by Ilya Zhutomirsky. Mm. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome.
I 100% agree with that.
I like to say it again sometimes to my own, you know, satisfaction. I say it sometimes. And you can feel free to say it to yourself, too. But say it outward. That way is out into the universe already, which is part of this amazing quote. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. Woo! That means I'm just going to lightly touch base before I come back after this fucking break and go hard on this quote, Miles. You know how I do.
You do.
You know? And the universe meaning benefit everyone.
I think it would benefit everyone if we took a break. And when we come back, we will continue with this quote. Welcome back to May I Elaborate. Sound wisdom from J.B. Smoove. We're joined today by the wonderful Paul Feig. The quote we're looking at today is, being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. Before you start, I say, this is one of those quotes that seem like, oh, it's so easy. This is like the Golden State Warriors playing, a preschool team. But don't take it lightly. I don't know that everyone is into creating stuff for the universe. I've seen a lot of people that don't like to share. So how do we get into this one?
Miles, I'm going to be honest with you, Miles. I didn't know the quote today, Miles. I didn't fucking know it. What's the first thing I said today in the cold open, Miles?
I don't know.
I said Mayday, Miles.
Mayday.
See? Callback. He had to call back his own callback.
He called back his own callback.
I said, Mayday, Mayday. You know why? Because it's a fucking emergency. It's shit happening right now in this universe that needs attention, Miles.
It is.
So that being said, here's where I'm going to go right now. Stay on track with this. You ever heard the expression, and they have this in the Navy, all hands on deck. They'll say that shit three times. All hands on deck. All hands on deck, Miles. He says that shit because he wants people to realize that he needs fucking all hands on deck, Miles.
Gotcha.
So when a captain says that shit, your ass had better stop what the fuck you're doing and get your ass topside. And going back to what Paul said earlier, sometimes half your shit come out. See? I want to see how I wrap that back around.
That was
again,
a callback to my shit joke. So thank you for that, JB.
See, and that's how life is. Sometimes you have to break shit off in order to get to the other shit that's important. And I hate to use it. I hate doing this, Miles.
Yeah.
I hate getting graphic sometimes. But we got to relate to people out there in podcast world. And sometimes it takes this very straightforward, very easy to understand how life works to get people back on track.
There you go.
Okay.
Everyone understands going to the bathroom.
Everybody understands that.
Exactly.
We ain't gonna beat a dead horse, but we're just giving you a perfect example of why we say this. And it's metaphorically speaking. It's not literally. It's metaphorically speaking. You got to understand that sometimes you got to put things to the side to address a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the naval officers were called on deck to go to the bathroom. I'm not getting, I get what you're saying about the breaking off the arrow.
Miles, this is a fucking emergency we're talking about, Miles. This is not a fucking lead. The captain didn't say everybody to the Lido deck for fucking drinks, Miles.
Yeah.
They said all hands on deck because they fucking know when a captain says that shit, some shit is about to go down.
Okay. They're about to be creating stuff.
Creating stuff.
Oh, if you will.
Woo. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
It's fucking awesome, man.
I agree with it.
Well, you're making some giant leaps, by the way, to help us. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
We appreciate that.
You got to reel these motherfuckers in out here on podcast world sometimes.
They're
doing other shit. Some motherfuckers right now are driving while listening to this, walking their dog, picking up poop with a plastic bag and shit, listening to us at the same time. So they need understanding, and they need to be walked through this sometimes. Miles, it's not always straightforward. I wish people were sitting home with both their fucking hands on their chin, leaning into their fucking speaker, listening to us very intently, Miles. Yeah. But this ain't the goddamn 30s, and everybody's piled around a black and white TV, Miles.
Yeah. We can't do War of the Worlds and scare everybody. Maybe we are scaring everybody right now.
We might be. We need to. People need to be scared sometimes.
There you go. That's how you create. You have to, you know, in order to create, you have to scare yourself with the unknown because you're creating the unknown.
Man.
I still want to know, you helped him, but where are we going with these all hands on deck? All of these seamen came up top, and now what? The captain called them three times. Miles, why are they up there?
Based on this quote,
yeah,
being part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome.
Yeah.
When some major thing is happening on this fucking deck, Miles, they need all hands on deck to resolve it. Basically, look at the world we live in right now, Miles. You don't think we need all hands on deck to solve all these fucking issues we got going on in this goofy-ass world where we are listening to people who are just as human and just as vulnerable and just as stupid as we are running this goddamn country, Miles?
Okay.
Nobody knows more than the other person because we all are learning shit at the same fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just directed
some
us.
People know more, but I get what you're saying.
No, they know more on certain things, but they don't know more on every goddamn thing, Miles. We talk about this shit all the time.
So this is a call to action, then.
Going back to this motherfucker Kant.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to Kant.
Oh, that poor kid.
See, that's what life is all about. This kid ain't shit in math or science. But I bet that motherfucker's a hell of a oodles and noodle maker or some shit like that. I know oodles and noodles are not taught in school, but it should be.
He's genius at something.
He's something. There's something about this kid that's amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's something about everyone that's amazing. But based on the quote, Miles, we're talking about the benefit of the universe. We're creating things for the universe. We're planting new seeds in order for people after us to fucking survive and live on this bitch, Miles.
Okay.
If we don't do it, this shit ends right now. We might as well shut this bitch down, let the earth stop fucking rotating, and let us freeze to death or burn the fuck up from the sun.
Yes. I heard a guy on the D train saying this once. Jamie, here's the quote again. Being a part of
creating
stuff.
I don't ride the D train.
Well, he's very similar to you in this respect. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. Okay, so I get that we have a call to action. You want everyone to help the universe. So that was, that's the ship. Where do we go from there, Jamie? Let's get into the quote itself, though.
Okay, Miles, here's how it works. How about this, Miles? You live in a commune, right? One of those cooperative communes where everybody does their fucking share, which is what we fucking live in right now. Everybody should do their fucking share. Everybody, you know how back when you was younger and shit, everybody in the fucking house, all your fucking siblings all had a job to fucking do? One of your motherfuckers washing dishes. One of your mother had to sweep the floor and shit. One of your mother had to make the beds. Everybody had a fucking job at 2 miles. That should be the requirement of everybody on this bitch, Miles. Everybody should have a different day to do a different fucking thing. Keep the streets clean, right? Maybe one person does that shit. One person plants fucking flowers, replace the old one with the fucking new ones. Some person trims trees and shit. Everybody should have fucking chores in this goddamn world, Miles. That's how you help the universe. Look, Miles, I'm just a fucking regular guy who just knows a lot of shit, Miles, about everything and a lot of shit about nothing. But goddammit, the shit that I do know, Miles, is you can fix this bitch, Miles. You can write this bullshit-ass planet, Miles, but you got to be thinking about the universe on a whole. You can't be selfish and think about your goddamn self. Mm-hmm. Everybody's for self right now, Miles. That's what we are, Miles. People want likes and fucking loves. They want fucking hugs. They want to be seen all the fucking time. Miles, in the commune, man, Miles,
yeah.
You know, you all have a communal garden where someone grows blueberries and shit like that. And someone grows ginger and someone grows garlic and someone grows, you know, kumquats and someone grows jackfruit, Miles.
Quite a list.
It's a fucking hell of, it's a hell of a list, Miles. But imagine if every person in this fucking wide world was responsible for one of these goddamn fruits, for keeping them vibrant and delicious and health benefits from it, Miles. Imagine that's all we fucking did, Miles. We wouldn't have so many motherfuckers in hospitals, Miles. We wouldn't have so many motherfuckers with fucked up issues and shit, Miles. No, why? Because everybody got shit to do. No one has time to sit the fuck around and be in their own goddamn kumquat head. That's a great name for a fucking head, too, a kumquat. You call a motherfucker a kumquat, they stop in their tracks. What the fuck you call me? I called you a kumquat head, motherfucker.
That implies a very small brain.
It's fuck, that's
extremely small. A very tart brain, too, I will say.
Miles, you got to be hard on people sometimes, Miles.
Yeah, that is true. That's true, JP. Hey, tough love, my friend.
Miles, what the fuck I say all the time? You can shake shit out of people.
Mayday.
Or you can shake shit. I say mayday, too. But you can shake shit out of people, and you can shake shit into people, Miles.
That's true.
I always say that, but that's still on a t-shirt.
That's a good one. I like that.
I said, damn, put that in your fucking movie. That's a name for it. That's a great movie. Shaking shit into you.
Broken Arrow Part 2, exactly.
Ooh-wee. So I say that, Miles, because this is a perfect segue. The communal fucking lifestyle, Miles. If we adopted that lifestyle, right, in our reality that we live in right now, we can solve so many issues, Miles. People need responsibility. They need to do shit, not just for their fucking self, not just going to work and making money for yourself, but benefiting this motherfucking raggedy-ass planet. That's why we fucked up. That's why we got global warming. That's why we got shit fucked up. You know why? Because we don't goddamn listen to each other.
I would say you are on one of your more positive rants. But I will say that in the metaphor I set up, the quote is, being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. Relating exactly to the quote, I would say the Golden State Warriors are down at the half to a bunch of preschoolers, which is shocking. It's shocking. I don't think you're really getting into the quote. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. You're saying this idealistic view that we should all. I'm going to throw it to our guest. I want to know, do you have a take on this? Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. I mean, it was a no-brainer. It seemed pretty early. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, you know, I think JB said it all. But I, as a creator, as a person who does, you know, what one might or might not call art, at least it's, you know, storytelling, which is creative because you're making up stuff, you know, generally out of nothing. You're putting ideas into the world, just like JB is right now. He's putting wonderful ideas into the world. He's saying things that, you know, so many people aren't creative or are afraid to be creative. And by doing that, they're not putting things into the universe that might be interesting. Because obviously, everybody's got a great story to tell. Every single person on this planet. You know, the most boring person you see and going, oh, whatever. They'll tell you some story from their life. And you're like, oh, my God, that happened to you? You know, and to not put that stuff out into the universe all voices, everybody, you know, getting their experiences and their point of view out there, you're not benefiting the universe, you know? And so to put it out there, I agree, is awesome because it makes the world a fuller, more rounder place.
Based on the quote, this man is absolutely on the right fucking page that I am on, Miles. All I'm saying is this, Miles. I'm planting seeds for these that can grow. That's all the fuck I'm saying, Miles. You can't look. Here's another example, Miles. Just a simple ass example. People can get the feel for this shit. You can be one of these motherfuckers who brings a 2-liter bottle of Diet A&W root beer, right, to a fucking office party, and you think you contributed. You did not fucking contribute. Okay, how the fuck is that a contribution, Miles?
Yeah,
fucking Dolores from accounting made a damn casserole and picked up some goddamn lemon squares from Starbucks. You think your 2-liter of fucking A&W root beer matches up to that shit?
No.
You can't put that fucking A&W root beer up to that shit. That shit is too specific. Mm-hmm. Everybody don't drink that shit, Miles.
No effort put in.
That's a specific ass root beer, Miles. It's a delicious root beer.
That's like bringing Jell-O.
You fucking right, Miles.
You're just taking from the universe. You're not adding to the universe.
You purchase something that you like, and you are going to be the only motherfucker drinking it. See, and that's what the life is. You are drinking. You are fucking drinking the wrong shit. When people say you are what you eat, for some reason, motherfuckers think it's about food. It's not about food, Miles.
No.
It's about everything you are consuming in your fucking day-to-day life that has determined your fucking mental diet.
You just threw the game-winning, you know, three-pointer.
You're fucking right, Miles.
Because that was beautiful.
Fucking right. Hey, Miles, what fucking country is it where the fucking toilet water goes reverse, Miles? Counterclockwise, Miles?
Yeah. Is it Australia, maybe?
You fucking right, Miles.
Yeah.
I'm going around that toilet bowl counterclockwise right now, Miles.
Sorry.
but you got to the same drain, you know.
This shit wound up in the same place.
It still fucking went down.
Well, look, I will say that three-pointer didn't win the game. It took it to overtime.
But we collaborated. Mm-hmm. Paul and I, we jumped on your ass just now, Miles.
This is a team effort.
No, I know.
You can't beat that. What we just laid on you and everybody out there in podcast world, if this shit don't help you, you are fucked. We are all fucked. We need you.
JB Appleseed. Yeah. JB
wasn't
Appleseed
difficult, though. Wasn't easy to jump on me. My teammates are all 4 years old. But here it is. JB, this is the last period. Now, I need you to close this up because we're running out of time. But I will say this. Being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. I think maybe my opinion why it was so hard to get into this is because it's what you two do naturally. You both are creators. You both feed the universe. Mm-hmm. So the thought that there'd be any other point to this was just not fathomable. You guys have both mentioned, the process and contributing. But JB, how do you end this so we can let our wonderful guests go?
Let me put a bow on this bitch, Miles.
Yes.
So we always say that. Let me put a bow on this bitch.
I want that on a t-shirt.
I want that too. Let me put a bow on this bitch. Okay, going back to the amazing quote, Miles, which is, being a part of creating stuff for the universe is awesome. And it is awesome if you're a part of creating shit for the universe. If you're oblivious to shit and you're not paying attention to the universe, you run into issues, which in turn cause issues for future fucking generations, Miles. Okay? Let me reel this bitch in right now. The stuff of the universe is like a never-ending symphony. The music plays all around us, Miles. And if you ever take the time to really hear it, it is beautiful, Miles. Mm-hmm. And Paul, that music is just out there waiting for you to hear, to understand it, to appreciate it, and to enjoy it. But eventually, as you get older, that symphony invites you to join. And that's why that commune thing makes sense, Miles.
Yeah.
It invites you in to join this amazing music we're fucking playing.
You gotta think beyond yourself. You gotta think outside of yourself. Get outside of your head.
And at first, you'll struggle to figure out how you fit in. Mm-hmm. Right? And eventually you will.
Yeah.
You'll find your instrument, whatever the fuck it is.
That's right, Cantu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You find your fucking instrument. You discover your sound. And you're using that other side of your fucking brain, like Paul talked about earlier, the other side of your fucking brain, the creative side.
No, you gotta, if you don't take the chance, you won't know. And you won't find your voice. So you'll just be voiceless and safe. But you won't be safe because you're on your own. And what fun is that?
Yep. You discover your sound. And if you work hard at it, you become a virtuoso. Fuck, I love that word. A virtuoso. And before you know it, you have a chair in that damn amazing orchestra. Mm-hmm. See, now you're a part of something amazing. That's what the fucking orchestra is. A commune. Mm-hmm. A motherfucker that do something very specific. They all fucking do something very specific for the good of this fucking orchestra and for the good of the fucking people sitting out there watching this goddamn show.
Wow, you didn't beat the kids at the buzzer. This is a rout now.
You're goddamn right.
Are they crying in the locker room right now?
They're crying. It's terrible.
They
it's
thought terrible. They had it all sealed up. They're like, woo, we got
You know
this.
Kids. Yes.
I know.
So you have a chair in that damn amazing orchestra. You do, people. You are a fucking part of it as you add your beautiful music to the collective symphony of the fucking universe. The collective symphony of this fucking universe. So play on, goddammit.
Play on.
Play the
Whether
fuck
it's a triangle
on.
Or a tuba, even if you're just a page turner, you are making a difference mm-hmm. and you're part of the team.
Hey, JB, ask him the tuba question.
Here's a question for you. Would you want to be an okay guitar player or the greatest fucking tuba player who ever picked up that goofy ass goddamn instrument?
First of all, this is the greatest question I've ever
You
been
are fucking, you are gold, but you're just okay. I mean, you can entertain mm-hmm. people at a party, but you ain't doing no concert, but you fucking, you're a decent mm-hmm. guitar player. But the greatest fucking tuba player who ever blew into that fucking hole.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. They're going to rename that bitch after
I'm already
you.
An okay guitar player, and nothing would make me happier than if I could pull out a tuba and blow everybody away with a tuba solo. Ooh. So, and honestly, when I record...
No one pulls out a tuba.
Well, it depends. But when I record the music for my movies, we work with a giant orchestra. I love when the tubas come out. I love when the tubas come out, and I love when the big double basses come out because you need the bottom. You need the big bottom to make life resonant and to feel it in your chest, have that vibration in your chest. That's what you need. That's what keeps everybody happy and feeling the earth underneath our feet.
That's beautiful, except for the early days of tuba or the big bass, lugging that in the subway, taking it, trying to get it on an airplane, and then you're like, why didn't I pick the piccolo?
See, but if you're the world's greatest tuba player, you will definitely have roadies and a team of people to schlep your tuba around. So that's the goal.
Yes.
JB, what do you think?
I think I would be...
Thanks for joining us in another episode of May I Elaborate. Sound wisdom from JB Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing, lending us Bar from the calendar, Keep Calm and Carry On. But I want to give an even specialer thanks to the one and only Paul Feig. As always, we hope you had a good time and maybe we've been inspired along the way.
Thank you, fellas.
Before you go, please leave us a... Oh, my pleasure. Before you go, please leave us a comment along with a great review and rating on Apple Podcasts. And also, please leave us your favorite quotes and your questions for Ask JB there as well. You can send them to mayielaborate@gmail.com. We'll be on the lookout for those questions. Also, hey, be on the lookout for our special celebrity guest episodes. You saw one today or you heard one today and you see how much fun they can be. They're just a lot of fun. Anyway, tell a friend about our podcast, but don't you? Don't be stingy. Don't keep it all to yourself. Once again, I'm Miles and he's Paul Feig and he's JB Smoove.
Thank you, fellas.
See you next time.
This has been a Team Coco production.